Entendez?
Can you hear me? Thank you very much, Chairman. Ladies and gentlemen, distinguished delegates, allow me, on behalf of the CSOs accredited to the Convention and committed to its implementation and achieving the LDN targets, to deliver this statement. CSEs congratulate those countries that have set LDN targets and which have translated into commitments in terms of areas to be restored. CSOs recommend countries to continue setting quantified and mapped targets in coordination with other commitments taken under climate-related conventions and the CBD in order to facilitate monitoring and assessment of implementation. CSOs would like to remind the parties to the convention that prevention of degradation, land degradation, is the best way of fighting against desertification. Therefore, we underscore the need for detailed reports setting out the global neutrality targets with quantified targets in order to restore lands and prevent any degradation and reduce inevitable degradation to a minimum. CSOs congratulate those countries which have developed transformative projects and programs for neutrality by 2030 and call for transparent information to be exchanged about the areas in which they will be implementing the programs and the specific actions considered by the programs. The CSOs would like to add to the recommendations contained in the Global Mechanisms Report the following recommendations: to include and ensure the genuine participation of CSOs, as well as of women, youth, and indigenous peoples in the setting or updating of neutrality targets, as well as in the development and implementation, monitoring and evaluation of transformative programs and projects. Recalling Decision 26 of COP14 on land tenure, CSOs call for countries to include the voluntary guidelines on the governance of land tenure in the development and implementation of transformative projects and programs, and to ensure that they foster equal land tenure rights and access to land for all, especially for vulnerable and marginalized groups. Finally, CSOs recall that there is a close link between land health and human health, and we'd like to underscore the urgent need for our agricultural production systems to make a transition. This is essential to promote the preservation of biodiversity. Therefore, we promote green agricultural practices and we invite parties to consider these practices to avoid further land degradation. Thank you.